Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast. I am Jordan Hall, and I am pumped to be joined by the Brooke Destra. We are live at Rivers Casino in Philadelphia. Brooke, it is June, and that means the entry draft is going to be here before we know it. But it is June 28-29, so we've got a little whiles away here before we get to the draft. So before we look at draft prospects, we figured why not look at some prospects already in-house for the Flyers.
I dig it.
The Flyers want to get younger. They got younger last year. They want to get more younger in 23-24. So we're going to look at three prospects that could surprise. Maybe some guys that aren't totally on everyone's radar. Guys that are kind of below the surface that could catch our attention. So let's get into it. We'll go from 3 to 1. Who is your third prospect that maybe could surprise some people?
Yeah. So again, you know how I am with these like 3 to 1 situations. I kind of just, there's no like immediate.
Yeah.
And
you doesn't know, have to be in order.
Yeah. And just, and looking at the prospects as a whole, Flyers are currently in 2023, their prospect pool is ranked 14th. Across the NHL. So, you know, kind of middle ground. And while it's like, okay, like that's a really great metaphor for the state of the Flyers now too. Like you don't really have a lot of prospects that are like the minute they get up there, franchise changing. It's just not the case right now. But we do have some very promising players that I think fans could really get behind and get excited for the process of this rebuilding, or maybe some really good trade chip elements, and you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go, I'm gonna start with a fairly obvious one, with Bobby Brink.
Yeah.
And I know people are gonna be like, okay, there's nothing surprising, we know he's a good player, but I believe that he has a lot that he wants to prove coming off of this last season. You know, he wasn't playing the first half of the season because of his hip injury. And he didn't return to play until January. And when he did, he collected 28 points in 46 games. So that's, you know, it's all very promising. And while things, he is such a smart player on the ice. And the only thing that really gets in his way is his skating. And I feel like he wants to prove so much more that he's ready. And I think that he's one of those few prospects that really does have an opportunity to crack that opening roster come October. I know that he had his little 10-game stint with the Flyers the previous season, and you just saw really great flashes of opportunity, his playmaking ability, his shot, and I just think this is a great season to watch him in terms of really just taking that next step with his game and his level of production. And I feel like he's also one of those few like near ready, like nearly at 100% NHL ready prospects that we have in the system right now.
I feel like playing games is so valuable for prospects, to the point where if you're Bobby Brink and you miss, you know, the first half of the season, you don't start playing until the calendar year flips. Suddenly you kind of dip a little bit and you're not talked about or written about as much.
Yeah.
And that happened to Bobby Brink.
There was a lot of controversy too of, you know, why didn't he see NHL time when John Tortorella was kind of flipping through a handful of prospects toward the end of the season. And I was kind of on board with keeping him in Lehigh Valley and just continuing to build his legs under him again. And I think the swap between the AHL and NHL would have been too substantial when coming back from an injury of that magnitude.
Yeah, torn labrum in his hip, and he's a smaller guy. Like, that's, everyone knows that. Bobby Brink is small. I believe he's like 5'8". Mm-hmm. He's probably in the 160, 170 pound range, maybe a little bit more than that. But small guy, do you want to rush him into the NHL when he doesn't even have a full season of AHL experience yet? I didn't see any need to get him up with the Flyers. Now, next year, I think, you know, there's a reason why we're talking about him.
Yeah.
It's a guy that could flirt with the Flyers roster. And yeah, I just feel like he has definitely fallen under the radar because you hear more and more about the Tyson Foresters, the Cutter Gauthiers, mm-hmm. guys that are already on the roster like Morgan Frost, Owen Tippett. I feel like Bobby Brink's easy to forget, and a guy that led the country in scoring a year ago in terms of college hockey. So definitely a guy I think to keep an eye on, and I think a guy that's going to impress John Tortorella when he gets the opportunity, because obviously he missed all of training camp last year. Didn't get a chance to show Tortorella at all what he could do.
All right, Jordan Hall, who is your number one or number three, whichever way you're going?
So I'm
going
to go, I'll go with three, Brooke. And I have a kid that's definitely deeper down the depth chart. I don't think he's going to see games with the Flyers next season, but I'm going to go Ethan Sampson. Who's a defenseman, 6'3", 183 pounds. He was drafted in the sixth round, I believe in the 2020 draft, if I recall correctly, because I believe that was the pandemic year. Kind of a late bloomer. He doesn't turn 20 years old until August, but he will be graduating from junior hockey to the pro level, and really impressive kid. Just good upside. The Flyers have liked his upside ever since they drafted him. Good size, good length, sees the ice. He was a point-per-game player in the WHL last year. He had 60 points in 60 games. So I think there's a lot of upside there. And whenever I saw him in rookie games or development camp, I was just really impressed with his ability to see the ice, make smart plays under pressure. Like, he caught my eye. Typically, when you see prospects at his age that are in the lower rounds, you see some offensive upside, but you see them definitely kind of succumb to pressure in the defensive zone and kind of look rushed. He was just real solid and steady. I think there's a ton of promise there. So I think he's going to turn some heads down at Lehigh Valley. And maybe towards the tail end of the Flyers season, if they're not in the playoff race, which people probably aren't expecting them to be.
No.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Maybe he gets a call up. Maybe he gets rewarded if he has a really strong year with the Phantoms. But I think he's a guy to keep an eye on with the Phantoms. And really to see what he can do in his first full year at the pro level. We talked to his junior coach, Mark Lamb, during last season, and he raved about him, said he has the full package, can play power play. And, of course, I think he, just with his size, I think he'll be able to defend once he kind of fully fills out and realizes how to defend at this level. So I'm going to say Ethan Sampson, a kid I think will kind of definitely go under the radar because the Flyers have a lot of defensive prospects.
Yeah, and even just looking at his game, he's so young, and to have that kind of calm, cool, collected element before even going pro is something that I feel like this team really needs, like a calming presence on the ice. And I love his ability to just kind of settle down the neutral zone.
Yeah,
because if there's any way to stop those neutral zone turnovers, I'm going to be a happy camper.
Yeah.
So I feel like he brings a level of maturity. And like you said, once he really starts filling out and, you know, coming into his game even just a little bit more, he's going to be a really promising prospect that you're going to want to watch and you're going to be eager to get those updates on because, you know, not saying that the Flyer season isn't going to be super thrilling this year, but it seems like a big season where a lot of eyes are going to turn to Lehigh Valley to see what can we look forward to in the future rather than what we're watching now.
That's so true. And he was only 19 years old last year in the WHL, and a point per game player in 60 games is nothing to scoff at. I think that's pretty impressive. When you're in the Flyers spot or any spot really for any organization, you want to occasionally try to hit on like a fifth or a sixth round pick. And this kid's a sixth round pick. If he can turn into a player of any kind, whether it be a depth, you know, piece between Lehigh and the Flyers, or maybe he eventually cracks the Flyers lineup and becomes maybe like a third pair guy, That's a major victory. So sixth-round pick to me. Keep an eye on him, and we'll see what's in store for Ethan Sampson.
Cool.
Catch all the sports action and more at Rivers Casino, Philadelphia. Whether it's the money line or the pass line, there's something for everyone, including a great sports book. Rivers Casino, Philadelphia. Philly loves a winner. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Brooke Destra, your second prospect to watch, or who could surprise too.
Yeah. So again, this is a very back and forth prospect, and I feel like this season is going to be not a defining year, but I do see it being a bounce back season for him. And that's Zayde Wisdom. Mm. Now, he was able to play in the AHL during the COVID year because the OHL was suspended during the pandemic, and really made this amazing immediate impression that had people like on the edge of their seats, like, oh my God, this kid was just drafted and he's scoring 6 goals in his first 7 games with the Phantoms. What's going to happen? And it was great to see him get his feet wet in pro league. And then, you know, he returned back to the OHL and again, had a pretty decent season coming off of a shoulder injury. And then last year, I feel like I don't even want to call it a second year slump with the AHL because that final OHL season was kind of sandwiched in between, but he really kind of turned invisible this past year. Like his level of production went down significantly and hit 3 goals and 7 assists in 45 games, which is just not up to par with what we were seeing from the past, you know, 3 years. And he's easily one of the most driven guys, I think, that the Flyers have in terms of prospects. And I do think it's only a matter of time before he rights the ship. And I think that, again, like I was saying with like Bobby Brink coming back and him needing to, you know, show that there's more of him like to prove. I also think Wisdom is also in that category of, I know I'm better than what I was putting out on the ice. Let's try and turn this thing around. Now, I don't know if it was that shoulder injury that was kind of like lingering, but I really do think that he rights the ship and becomes a name that people are going to be talking about again more in a positive light than, well, what is he providing for this team?
Yeah. I feel like with his type of character and his story, like that was a kid
you want to root for him.
You want to root for him. And it was surprising to see him kind of fall off a little bit last year. He even played in the ECHL with Reading. You just think he's too driven and too determined that I think you really think a bounce back season could be in store. The Flyers really love his character. They love his story. And he kind of crashed onto the scene when he got that chance with the Phantoms. It was simply just a byproduct of the pandemic and the OHL not having any season. Came in and was just scoring goals. And everyone was like, wow, this kid is, you know, this kid.
Where did he come from again? Yeah. When did we draft him? Oh my gosh, 20. Yeah, it was.
Right.
You got excited and then it kind of fell off a little bit. Yeah. And I don't think anybody's happy with that level of production, especially him. So yeah. I'm really excited to watch him this upcoming season and just see how he kind of brings his game to that next level because he's not staying at 10 points for an entire season. It's just not happening. And his time with Reading, he's not going back down there. No. He's AHL and above.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, I think the Flyers are going to challenge him this summer to be in shape, be ready to go, and make an impression on John Tortorella and really take a massive step. Like you said, become an impactful player with the Phantoms again. And yeah, push for the NHL. But a good kid. And you have to think that shoulder injury definitely sent him back a little bit. Missed a lot of time because of it. So now I think he's trying to regain his footing at the pro level. But I would not doubt a player like Zay Wisdom. Like, to me, be patient with him. I think he's got something to prove for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Brooke, my second prospect, I'm going to look at another defenseman. And the reason for that is because John Tortorella made a point to say he feels like the Flyers can get younger on defense. He feels like they have a lot of youth up front now. Not saying that they're not going to get younger up front, but he thinks the next area to kind of get some youth in there is defense. So I'm going Ronnie Attard. Had a really good year with the Phantoms. Led Phantoms defensemen in goals and points last year. He had 12 goals. In his draft year at the UCHL, he had 30 goals. Now, obviously, different level. USHL, definitely different, but 30 goals is definitely grabs your attention, and he proved that he can score a little bit.
Yes.
At the AHL level. So if the Flyers are looking to get younger on defense, Ronnie Attard, I think, is going to be a really good option for them. I love his attitude. He's always smiling. He's always positive. He works hard. You can tell he wants to defend at this level in terms of being physical and stepping in there. He even fought during the preseason last year against an NHL regular in Ross Johnston that John Tortorella said he thought Ronnie Attard deserved a couple more games after that. So I think he's a kid that's going to be knocking on the door, and one they're going to maybe give some opportunity to. Again, has offensive upside, can score goals. The Flyers are always looking for offense and for goal scoring, and they want to get younger at that area. So I have a feeling righty shot, Rodney Attard, going to be knocking at the door a little bit, and a guy that may surprise us. I feel like we hear a lot about Cam York and Igor Zamola, some other defensemen in the system. Rodney Attard, I think, could catch our attention, maybe open some eyes.
Yeah, and I'm all on board for adding players who have the ability to score, but he's also really good at just getting in those clear shooting lanes that, like, he's got a really great eye at point, and you want to be excited for that. But also, he's completely, how do I want to phrase this? He puts his position first.
Yeah.
And I think that, yes, it's great when you have a 200-foot player and you have a two-way defenseman that really wants to contribute offensively. But he knows if he's got to fall back and protect our blue line, he's going to do that. Yeah. And I feel like that's just something that we so desperately need right now, is that focus on your position. Yeah. And then when those like small opportunities come up where, you know, you can contribute offensively, like, yes, I do think it's going to carry over, you know, to NHL in terms of offensive production, but he's going to do his job first. And that's almost like a really big sigh of relief, you know, because I want to.
Well, you know, John Tortorella is, he's defense first a lot, right?
Yes.
He gets.
That's why I'm team torts.
Yeah.
It's you got to do the fundamentals first. You got to stick with the basics. Especially when you're in a rebuild, find the guys who fit the positions for what they're like, what they're supposed to be.
Right.
And then you kind of branch out once everybody starts, you know, meshing and flowing. But yeah, I greatly enjoy Attard, his, like you said, his mentality and who he is as a guy really translates to his performance on the ice. And I think even in the sense of a rebuild, he fits in very nicely with this system.
Yeah.
So I think there's a pretty decent upside still to what we've seen, even after this past year.
And why I'm particularly interested in him is because I don't really know, like, what he projects to be at the NHL level. I don't know if he's a second pair guy. I don't know if he's a third pair guy. Could he be power play and that's it, or could he not be a power play guy? Could he PK a little bit? I think the Flyers want to figure out exactly who he is. I think they're starting to figure him out with the Phantoms. Really good first pro year. And again, a guy that's going to, I think, help everyone stay positive and want to be a part of this, just the way he plays. But I think they want to figure out who he is at this level. I think he'll get the opportunity to show it. But Brooke Destra, your top prospect that could surprise, who is it?
Jordan Hall. So again, touching on a prospect who in reality with the Flyers is pretty much a top guy, somebody that you're going to want to watch. We're going to talk about another defenseman, but it's going to be his first full pro year with the Phantoms. And I feel like maybe he kind of fell off the radar a lot because he played overseas, but we're going to talk about Emil Andre.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, Flyers fans, if you haven't watched his game, look out.
Yeah.
He's going to be a good one. Again, another left-handed defenseman, strong hockey sense, and he has a laser vision when working from the point. I mean, he's just able to act so quickly. He's like three or four steps ahead, and I do think that's going to translate significantly. Now, we did get a little sense. He had a little 10-game stint with the Phantoms to wrap up the 2022-23 season, but again, it's his first full pro year and coming off of his time in Sweden. I just think that his game is going to translate almost seamlessly to the AHL. And I think that this is a prospect specifically that Flyers fans are going to fall in love with in terms of his level of aggression and his style of play. Because again, kind of like Adder, he's somebody who, yes, he can contribute offensively, but at the end of the day, defense is his number one priority. And he is going to lock all windows and doors and make sure that his position is secured before he's going off and, you know, doing anything fancy, which he is capable of doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a prospect that I think, again, fits so well and is able to work in transition and offer up some high danger chances because of it. And I feel like that's also something that Flyers fans really haven't seen lately, is creating those high danger opportunities. It's just kind of very mellow back and forth. And that level of aggression, I think, is really going to excite some people because he's bold and he's fearless and he's not afraid to kind of cause a little chaos.
Yeah.
So I'm taking it and I'm running with it because any kind of excitement we have on the ice in the next couple years, woohoo.
Yeah, no. And I feel like a lot of Flyers fans probably haven't gotten a chance to watch him play because he played in Sweden, he played overseas. You just don't get a chance to watch him on television as much. So I think everyone's very eager to see what kind of player he is. I think he'll be worth the trip to Allentown to see him with the Phantoms. And his size caught his size, I think, opened a lot of eyes, not for the good reasons. He's 5'8", 5'9". He's very small for a defenseman. But I heard from numerous people that he competes like anything. And they say he makes up for his size in the way he competes and the way he defends with his stick. So I'm really interested to see exactly how he defends at the pro level in North America, not overseas, where the ice is a little bit bigger. And, you know, the competition, I think everyone would agree, is probably going to be a little higher, a little more physical up here in the AHL and the NHL. But again, a guy that you somewhat forget about because you hear so much about the guys that were on the Phantoms that are in North America and the guys that you just see more often. I think Andre's a guy that's going to be worth watching.
Yeah. And I also think it's really important to note that I feel like we've been talking about like height and size a lot. And we need to also keep in mind that this league is getting smaller and faster. We're not really in that like 90s big bulky, those kind of characters. Well, there was a lot of characters in 90s. but the game is getting smaller and faster.
Yeah.
And that's basically across the board what we're talking about, is all of these younger players that are going to have the ability to get the Flyers back in touch with the current level of the league and the current state. So some people might be concerned about, their sizes, but I say give them the shot because, you know, they're going to be able to do some things that if, you know, you got a 6'4 defender, you know, in terms of transition and getting back, they may not be able to do as quickly as some of these smaller guys. So it's whatever gets the job done.
Yes. Well, and you hear the Flyers talk ad nauseum about we need to improve our talent level. We need to get more high-end talent. I think Andre helps their talent level. He's second-round pick. There's skill there. As you mentioned, Brooke, he can pass. He can facilitate. He can move the puck. So I think he improves their talent level, and that's important. I think I couldn't agree more. Sometimes you have to put the size thing aside. It's nice when a guy's 6'4" and he's skilled. But, I mean, Danny Briere, the GM of the team, is a pretty good example of size didn't matter as much. Hockey IQ and, you know, doggedness and all that stuff probably mattered more. And that's why he was successful.
Yeah. All right, Jordan Hall.
Brooke, my number one is a forward this time. I went with two defensemen before. I'll go Elliot Desnoyers.
Okay.
I think he's a guy that the Flyers have been super high on. They just love the way he competes, the way he plays. And I thought he had a really good first pro year. He led the Phantoms in goals with 23. And when he got that reward for how well he played down at Lehigh when he joined the Flyers for some games, you could tell John Tortorella really liked him. I think he just loved the way he plays up front, kind of an opportunistic goal scorer, a guy that gets to the net, but is willing to defend and play a 200-foot game. Just a real smart player. Fifth-round pick. Again, these are guys you hope to hit on and find some diamonds in the rough. Excuse me for the cliche, but sometimes you got to find guys in the fifth and sixth rounds and hope you hit on them to kind of push the rebuild forward. I think Desnoyers is going to really push. I think in training camp last year, no one was expecting him to make the Flyers. Everyone knew and probably penciled him in Phantoms. He's going to play for the Phantoms for his first year pro hockey. This year, I think he's going to have an opportunity to maybe take a job from somebody, win a job, impress John Tortorella, and see if he can crack the roster in the opening night or at least soon, like pushing for the roster constantly with the Phantoms. So I've just heard so many good things about him from people that are in the organization. I've liked him ever since he started kind of turning heads at the junior level. So I think Desnoyers is going to be a kid that will definitely surprise some people. They need more high-end talent, the Flyers, but you need
players. That's an understatement.
Yeah, you need players like Desnoyers too. That provide depth scoring and play the right way too. So Desnoyers, I think, is going to be a kid to watch.
Yeah, and I think one of my favorite elements of his game is something that stats don't even really pick up on it. He is so skilled when the puck is nowhere near him. He just makes the right choices. He just makes the smart choices. And I know that it sounds so silly to be like, yeah, he's doing the basics. It's hockey 101. But he's doing the basics and it's hockey 101 and it should be done.
Right.
So his game is very selfless. And I think if you're able to get him, you know, on a line with maybe one of the younger playmakers, maybe, I think there's a lot of potential for growth. It's so interesting when you're looking at the prospects because you're like, okay, there's not a lot to be excited about, but we just named six guys that kind of made me really like eager for this upcoming season, especially with the Phantoms. And like you were saying, like these are names that are really going to maybe draw a decent crowd up to Lehigh for a handful of games to kind of watch the future. And I'm already kind of looking forward to, you know, the rookie games come, you know, training camp and, you know, just all of these like limitless possibilities. And like I said, at the end of the day, even if all six guys don't see the roster, you got some really great chips that might, you know, sway the cards in terms of bringing in that kind of top production player that the Flyers so desperately need sooner rather than later. And I like that we had a glass half full kind of podcast today.
Yes.
I feel like it's been not doom and gloom, but it's very, you know, gray area.
Yeah.
And talking about prospects kind of does get you excited. Yes. It's not an immediate fix overnight, right. But it gets you excited for what is to come and what's there. And thank you, youth.
Yes. Yeah. And I think we said, a lot of people doubt, where the Flyers stand and they lack talent and all that stuff that we've said a ton. But I do think they have some better ingredients than what they get credit for. And, I'm a big believer that prospects are prospects until they become players. And these kids that we all mentioned have to become players before you can really praise them and say the Flyers, were great in drafting them or acquiring them, however they did. But they have some decent kids, and they're going to be drafting at number 7 in June. So they're going to they're starting to add more talent again. And they do have some players that can potentially help them. Desnoyers might, he might have a ceiling of like a second line guy. Maybe he projects as like a third line guy, but I don't want to mislead people. I don't think he's like a checker or a grinder.
No,
he can score a little bit. I mean, when he was in Halifax a couple years ago, his final junior year, he had 2 4-goal games, and it wasn't just flash. It was like going to the net, scoring the way you score in the NHL. 2 4-goal games. He put up 23 goals last year in his first year of pro hockey for a Phantom team that went to the playoffs. So, a kid that can score, but also I think will win the trust of John Tortorella. Tortorella probably wants guys he can trust if he's going to put a kid out there. I think Desnoyers can win the trust of the coaching staff rather quickly and really kind of knock on the door and try to, get in this lineup and potentially help the Flyers rebuild. That's what it's all about.
And it's important to note that it's like right now, anything is possible, nothing is off the table. So if he does come in and really shock people at training camp, there's no red light essentially saying, let's send him to Lehigh. Let's see how he does down there. And worst case scenario, if an injury arises, we'll call him up.
Yeah.
He can make it right from the jump. Like there are more than enough roster spots right now where he can kind of shake things up and, even like you said, bottom tier, as long as that's getting stronger.
Yeah,
who knows?
And the Flyers, I think, are gonna ooze with opportunity. Like, there's gonna be a ton of chances for prospects to play because they are rebuilding. Like, a team that's contending is gonna add a bunch of depth in the offseason around, a NHL lineup. The Flyers aren't gonna do that. We don't think they're gonna do a whole lot in the offseason in terms of adding. We've talked about subtraction a ton.
It's so, addition by subtraction,
exactly.
For sure, this offseason.
Exactly, their depth is going to be prospects. It's not going to be older established guys for a contending team. This is a rebuilding team that's going to look at kids to jump into the lineup and do some things. And so I think the prospects are going to be very worth watching and talking about. We just listed 6 guys that could surprise. We didn't even list guys like Tyson Forrester, Cutter Gauthier.
I wanted to keep those off the list.
Yeah, because I think we know about them.
Yeah, and I also feel like they're almost like, in terms of tiers in Flyers prospects, they're right at the top. Yeah. Everybody knows them. Everybody's talking about them.
Yeah.
I was like, let's discuss some guys that might get people a little more excited where it's like, okay, what, they have 2-3 good prospects in the system.
Right.
No, like there's a pretty decent, it does kind of fall off.
Yeah.
once you hit like 10 players, it happens across the league.
Yeah.
I thought it was important for us to touch on some guys that maybe there was no sense of like awareness of how good they were,
right,
how ready they were,
right,
in terms of going pro or, maybe making their first full season with the Flyers.
Yeah.
Like I said, very glass half full for once, which is great because I like being optimistic. I like being excited instead of doom and gloom.
Yes, exactly. This is I feel like the offseason is always kind of like the honeymoon stage where it's just like everything's kind of positive. You're not really being crazy negative yet.
Yet is the key word.
Exactly. So, we figured why not dive a little deeper into the prospects, not talk about the headliners. And I'm glad we did, Brooke. That was fun. And we'll continue to cover it more. I think we're going to get much further into the actual prospects in this draft and who the Flyers might pick. So we're excited to do that as well.
Heck yeah.
But very fun talking about prospects in-house. Brooke Descher, thank you so much as always. Great seeing you. Great chatting with you.
Thanks, Jordan.
A big thank you to Ben Berry, our podcast producer and guru. And Flyers fans, of course, as always, thank you so much for listening to the latest Flyers Talk podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, please rate and listen. And we can't wait to talk to you next time.